The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Wednesday. How freezing was it for you guys this morning?
So
icy. Ice.
Ice cold.
There was ice all over my walkway going out to the car this morning. I almost slipped and fell. Very dangerous situation.
God.
I wouldn't know who to sue.
You really have to get a doorbell camera.
I do have a doorbell camera.
Oh, perfect.
And then ice all over the windshield. So
yeah.
I had to pour a bunch of water on there to get it off. Otherwise, I couldn't drive.
I just started driving.
It was the whole thing. How could you see? There's nothing. The wipers are...
Yeah.
They weren't doing anything.
When I have like one little hole that I can see through, I just kind of like prop my body over so I can look out that way. Because I'm in a hurry. I got to leave.
I do too, but there was nothing. But luckily, I always fill my coffee mug up with water first. So I'm going to drink that in the morning and I just pour
that. You have to waste that on the car.
Over the windshield.
Was there frosting on your car?
Frosting everywhere. What do you guys, a quick footwear check, what do you guys wear when it's icy like this?
My teal stowe boots, of course.
I should have known. Yeah, those teal stowe boots. Yeah, smart.
Wearing your guys' boots.
Right. I'm wearing my boots.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. All right. First talk back of the day.
JV Show. This is your boy, Carlos. So I give shout out to all you guys. Hope you guys are having a wonderful morning so far. Hope you guys made it safe to the office. Graham, I hope this was enough for you to find and convince Selena to do the shoey. So we'll see. Hopefully I got a check mark. All right, guys. Later.
Now, that talkback's going to need just a little bit of context because Carlos, sir, he slid into my DMs yesterday with a damning piece of evidence, says Selena, and I have gone to the archives and I have pulled it, and I will be rewarding Carlos with a chug mug when I get a conviction in the JV Show court, is happening this morning at 8:05. Selena, I got to tell you, I have to tell you, look, you have from now till 8:05 when we... court is officially in session. You better lawyer the hell up. You better get on the phone and find the best damn attorney and Fong. I don't care who. You get them down here because you need the best defense attorney that money can buy.
Here's the thing.
To defend yourself in this case. JV Show court will be in session. Now, if you don't know what we're talking about, it's a bit of a dry January controversy happening here.
Mm-hmm.
The state, that's me and the people, we intend to prove that Selena broke her dry January, and I talked ad nauseum about the consequences of breaking dry January on the JV Show, which was a shoey out of, in this case, would be Jess's shoe. And
correct.
We intend to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Selena did, in fact, break dry January. We have the evidence to prove it. You'll see as the state lays out the case this morning. I got to tell you, Selena, lawyer up. You are going to need to lawyer up.
So here's my thing, and we'll go into more detail.
No,
and I will lawyer up.
Don't launch your defense now. It's too soon.
I'm just going to say exactly what I said the other day when we first talked about this, is that when you laid out the rules of the consequences, which I'm very aware of what the consequence was, that after that, to my knowledge and in my memory, I don't remember ever saying that I had to wait until February 2nd.
All right, now I'm just lawyer up, Selena. Just lawyer up. Because Carlos there has... thank you again, Carlos, because I searched. I was in the archives for days, and I couldn't find that piece of evidence. The smoking gun, which is what I'm looking for.
Okay, I can't
wait.
And
when we reveal our case, you're going to see have it. Now, just so I know, as I'm compiling my case this morning, just putting the finishing touches on it, because whatever you drank to break your dry January is the thing that you are going to have to take a shoey out of Jess's shoe. Just so I know, as I'm, you know, as we look forward to the penalty phase of this case, when you're being sentenced, which you will, I need to know what penalty I'm asking the court for. What was the name of the drink? What was that drink?
Are you going to make it exactly how it was, though? Because it was very delicious.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Can you make one for me, too? Not out of a shoey.
It's going to be warm, of course, because you're drinking it out of a boot.
That's fine, but it has to be exactly how it was.
Okay, what was it?
Okay, so it was a chocolate strawberry martini.
Chocolate strawberry martini, okay.
But with chocolate syrup on the inside.
Chocolate syrup.
That sounds delicious.
Inside. What do you mean on the inside?
Like the inside of the cup had like chocolate drizzled and you freeze that.
Oh, I'll drizzle that all on the inside.
Good.
Let me do chocolate syrup on the inside of the boot.
And make sure it's vanilla flavored vodka.
Oh, vanilla vodka. Oh.
Fresh strawberry puree.
Vodka. Fresh strawberry.
What kind of glass? Puree. Oh, wait. No, never mind.
Puree.
I also want to say,
it's a
when
boot,
we go
Jess.
Over the evidence at 8:05, if it is damning like you said, and I did slip up and agree that I would hold off an extra day, I will honor that.
Wow.
But I'm going to wait for the evidence. 8:05 this morning. Right,
you have, this is the United States, Selena. Oh, you have right to an attorney, a right to a speedy trial, and you have a right to, you know, your day in court and a jury of your peers. Let me ask, are we going to let the JV Show listeners, I'm sure they would like to be the jury on the talkback, or are we going to let Honorable Judge Jess C. Preside over the case? How would you like to proceed?
I think we have people weigh in on the talkbacks, yes. But at the end of the day, we'll let Judge Jess.
My heart is beating so much.
But she will take the talkbacks into consideration.
She's biased after all the times that you've cackled as she's chugged things up the chug
that's
wheel.
That's a good
and
point.
And she would love to see you chug something. I just want to make sure you're getting a fair
that's
shake
That's even
here.
Better for everyone who wants to see me chug. But I feel like that's the fairest, is having an actual judge make a decision.
Do you want me to call Ann Fong for you?
Yes, please.
I will. I'll see if I can get her.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Now it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Not the news we want to wake up to, but there was a massive manhunt this morning in Ohio after a man or a person of interest who cops identified as Bruce Reginald Foster III. He walked into a warehouse that manufactures beauty products and just opened fire, killing one, injuring five. He fled the scene, and they are on the hunt.
The clock is ticking on the Golden State Warriors to pull off a trade to try to salvage their season. The NBA trade deadline is tomorrow, and according to some NBA insiders, the possibility of Kevin Durant getting dealt back to the Warriors still very much alive. One ESPN insider even said that trading Draymond Green is a potential piece of a deal. The Warriors are in Utah today taking on the Jazz. Tip-off is at 6 o'clock.
Highs will be in the mid to upper 50s. There will be some lingering showers today, you guys. Just make sure that you wear your thickest jacket.
Damn, Jackie, you held it.
And of course, still carry your umbrella wherever you go and drive safe.
Hey, Pisces besties.
Hey, that's
your day today is going to be a 7. Ooh. Beware of misunderstandings that could arise easily today. Don't jump to conclusions. Avoid provoking someone with a short fuse. Best to sit back and not get involved.
Okay, see, that means I can't be the judge for today's Shoey controversy. That makes me nervous.
What? Who's got a short fuse, Selena?
Both of you, maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
JV Show Court coming up today.
You're the judge.
I can't wait.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, so something we do every Wednesday, our cool or not list. We throw some things out and we ask cool or not. I'll make mine quick, but cool or not, Valentine's Day? And I don't even know if I'm saying
that
right.
That?
It might be Malentine's. It's like Galentine's for men.
Okay. Oh, wow. I've never heard of that.
What do us guys do on that day? How do we celebrate?
So this, from what I've read, is every year on the 13th, the day before Valentine's Day. This is when you get up. You get up. I mean, hey, if that's what you want to do with them. But you get out with your best buds. You can buy each other a gift to show your love and respect for each other. And whether that's like football tickets or, I don't know, candy or whatever it is. Or you can go do like a fun activity and go out to eat. Maybe it's just like checking up on them. How are they doing? How are they feeling?
Do I have to ask my buddies if they're going to be my Malentine?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, that's optional.
I have to get them like a little card.
Flowers.
Yeah. With, ooh, heart-shaped candy.
With some conversation hearts on there.
You pick them up, of course, open the door for them. You feed them spaghetti at dinner.
I'm going to go not cool.
Why?
This is unnecessary. Why?
It's like a romance.
Yeah, but I don't need that. I don't need to celebrate the bromances. My friends, like, when we hang out, we hang out. Like, we don't need a special day for that.
Yeah, I'm going to say not cool only because I feel like men already complain about Valentine's Day as it is. Like, they're kind of like, why do we need to buy, like, things? And why do we need to do this?
I think cool if that's what you want to do. I actually like that Valentine's Day is moving away from, like, it just being a romantic holiday to it just being about love.
Okay.
And friendship in general. And now we're getting our kids gifts. And yeah, we're spending a lot more money because now we're getting more people involved. But I like that. You can celebrate anyone on Valentine's Day.
I guess I'll on the 13th, I'll text all my buddies that I love them.
Yeah.
It's Malentine.
Malentine's. I don't even know.
As yeah. well.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Graham.
All right, what do you guys think? Cool or not? I'm sticking with the Valentine's Day theme here. What do you think? Cool or not? Putting rose petals on the bed on Valentine's Day.
Cool.
I think cool.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's romantic. Anything with roses, I'm like, woo!
I get it, but here's... Isn't it just something more you're going to have to clean up? It's a mess. It makes one big mess. And what does it actually accomplish?
It just sets the mood. It gives you butterflies. It looks more romantic. And because it doesn't happen often, when you do, you're like, oh my God, am I in a movie right now?
Yeah.
You know?
To me, it just seems wasteful and makes a large mess. And like, what is it? Like, what are you supposed to do with them?
Wow,
will you like lay at them?
Well, yeah.
Well, whatever you want to do, you know? On top of them.
They're all just getting all stuck to you?
Probably.
It's one of those things that I think seems like a good idea, and it's good. The presentation, yeah, it can look great. But then when you sit back and think about it, you're like, well, that was stupid. Now I have to pick up each and every single one of these things.
I think you should try it.
As they're getting ground into the carpet and staining things. I'm like, why did I just do that?
But I think it's worth it. Like, the moment that you get before you realize that maybe it wasn't the best idea, that's what's worth it. What if Kate has wanted this all along?
I was going to say, if you want Kate's clothes to just, like, fizzle away, like, rose petals on the bed.
Yeah.
I don't think that'll work.
I think she'll
be more annoyed because she's gonna be like, who's going to clean this up?
Well, and then you clean it up after.
There we go.
There's so many of them, though. They're everywhere. Like,
that's... Or hotel room, you leave the mess for someone else.
Now that, okay, that's a nice workaround. That's a good workaround. But in your own house, you're like, why am I vandalizing my own house right now? This is stupid.
Because
I'm going
it's
not
cute.
Cool.
I'm going to say cool.
Also, I'm saying not cool because, like, don't we think it's slightly played out?
No, because it never happens.
It only happens in movies.
It just seems very cliche and like, yeah, in a movie. Like, oh, this is what you do.
I'm sorry. If I came home on Valentine's Day or hotel room and there was candles and lights dimmed and rose petals, my clothes are fizzling away.
They just fizzle off.
They'll just float away.
Yeah. Listen up, guys. That's a good tip then. All right. Well, maybe it's cool then.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
You guys, the Super Bowl is about to just suck all our money away.
I would love to get sucked off the Super Bowl.
Well, it's going to happen
and go
this
broke
weekend.
After.
Right. That's worth it.
So total spending on game day goodies like food, drinks, apparel, basically everything having to do with a big game is set to hit a record $18.6 billion this year, which is insane.
It's a lot of money, but everything's more expensive. So every year when they're
that's true.
This year at Christmas, people spent more money than ever. Yeah, no duh, because everything's more expensive.
You keep raising the prices.
Right, the prices are up.
Now, the reason why this is a little surprising is because, Graham, you just told us yesterday, I believe, that the tickets for the actual Super Bowl
plummeting.
Are much lower.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised to see that the numbers are still so high for everything that people are going to be spending on. But I guess because we're still going to be celebrating, buying food.
This is everyone like having watch parties.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So the average person is going to be spending $92, which
unless you're going to our watch party.
That's
right. Because we're covering the food, the drinks. I mean, I guess you still got to get an outfit or something. What do people wear? I mean,
I think it's something a little bit more casual, but like cool casual.
But are we like encouraging, like still wear your team that didn't make it?
No.
Are we banning that?
If that's not banned, but you pick a side,
we will
in this
call you
one,
out.
I'm going to be wearing green.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was going to wear blue, but I don't. That's none of the colors. I just wanted to wear blue.
And it's the color of your favorite team, the New York Giants.
Yeah.
Fine. I'll wear my usual black hoodie, leggings.
I'm curious.
You convinced me.
I'm curious to see some chicken wing prices because all we've heard about is eggs. Egg prices going up, up and up and up. Bird flu. We're murdering millions of birds every day because of the bird flu. What's happening with the chicken wing prices? Because chicken wings, obviously, one of Super Bowl's most favorite foods.
Yes.
And
that's a good point.
Are they extremely expensive? Is the price way up on chicken wings? I mean, yeah, we're spending more than ever on the Super Bowl this year because of the food prices and all this stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, no one's talking about the actual chicken, just the eggs.
Maybe.
Not that it matters. Dave & Buster's is covering our meals, too. So that's why you want to win.
Right. I'm just curious about that. I haven't heard
That's actually a good point. If anyone happens to know, you can let us know. But if you want to get into our big game watch party, it is going to be at Dave & Buster's in Milpitas on Sunday. And like I said, they're covering the food. They're covering the drinks. We got cards so you can wander off and play some games. We're giving away a 72-inch TV. All you got to do is go on the iHeartRadio app and add Wild 94.9 and the JV Show podcast as two of your presets. Screenshot that, send it on over to JV Morning Show on Instagram, and then we're picking winners every single day.
Yep. And
easy peasy.
If you already got a message that you won, be on the lookout on your email, because that's where we're going to send some more extra info and details about this weekend as
yes,
well.
Yes, but you got to enter like right now. I feel like flight attendants are onto something. You know how when you go to a hotel and they ain't changing the sheets? Yeah. And you know that.
Well, I mean, we think they are, right?
You hope they are.
Yeah.
But are they every single time? If they look clean, there's no stains? You think they're changing them?
No. I try to not think about it so that I don't freak myself
out. Jess. Well, what flight attendants are doing, because they spend so much time in hotels, they're leaving notes in the bed when they leave saying, and it's usually like on like the hotel stationery or whatever, saying like, hey, if you find this note, these sheets have not been changed. So like call the front desk and have them change this. Imagine if everybody did that though, and then we wouldn't know that those are dirty and they need to be changed ASAP.
Yeah, but then the housekeepers will just know that they just slide their hand under there, find the note, crumple it up, and then smooth out the blanket and the comforter again. Like,
so we have to change the place where we put it then to trick them.
Yeah, switch it up every single time.
Gotta figure out a workaround. They'll figure out a workaround, then you gotta figure out something to combat that.
I mean, there's just no way that there's ever been a hotel room that is clean.
Not 100%.
Not 100%, unless it's brand new and you're the first one ever in there. And even then, what were the people doing that were working on it?
According to this, hotel comforters are washed at most every few months.
Oh, no.
See, that's the thing. The sheets get changed, but all the other stuff doesn't.
No.
And what's separating you between that the actual pillow or the actual mattress and all that stuff? It's one tiny little bunch of threads.
Yeah, and those decorative pillows, never been washed.
No, never.
Don't touch those. Just kick those right off the bed.
No.
The fabric runner at the end, yeah, you should avoid that too, because those are hardly ever washed. Probably never.
That's disgusting. That's why I avoid basically everything that's on the bed.
Until you have a few drinks during your vacation.
Yeah,
you're
then
like,
you don't care.
Who cares?
This is the most comfortable bed I've ever slept in. I'm never getting up.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Kanye was so desperate to get a picture with Taylor Swift at the Grammys. According to sources, the entire time Kanye was there on the red carpet, he was like asking everyone when Taylor was going to arrive, if she had already arrived, where was she at? I don't know what he was planning, but the picture ended up not happening because nobody there wanted to help him. They didn't want to create a weird situation with them, you know, together, or Taylor feeling uncomfortable after Kanye had pulled like the naked stunt with Beyonce.
Right.
With Bianca. So yeah, the photo op ended up not happening. So everyone's like, okay, like what does he want with Taylor?
Do you think Taylor even would have agreed to that?
No.
I don't think she would have.
I don't think she would have agreed, but if Kanye had found his way to her, I feel like she's too nice and doesn't want the negative news story that she turned him down.
She would have felt the pressure.
Yeah, and I think she would have took a picture with him, but she would have had, her team would have definitely stepped in and been like, okay, now you got to get out.
I think he would have tried to turn it into another little stunt thing or something, much like the Bianca incident there. I don't know what it would have been, but don't you think there would have been
something?
It wasn't just that the two of them like, cheese. Like,
yeah.
It would have been, there
something
would have been
very sus about
something,
this.
Something, right.
Maybe he is trying to get on everybody's like good graces now, because you know how he had unfollowed everybody but Taylor? So he's like, if I take a picture and we're both smiling and I post that, everybody will be on my side now.
I don't think he cares about the Swifties liking him or not.
No, I mean, I think there was a larger something with the Grammys and...
He's so strange.
I know. He's a strange man. All right. So Megan Fox's ex is once again calling out MGK. Remember I told you that Megan Fox has zero contact with MGK right now, even though she is due to give birth soon and they're not on good terms? Well, after that got out, MGK called out those claims and was like, we're talking, we're speaking, we're good. Well, Megan Fox's ex-husband, Brian Austin Green, this is not the first time he's defended her.
Okay.
But he wrote in his story, bro, just be honest for once in your life. Stop caring so much about how you perceived that you'll try and drag other people.
He always jumps to her defense.
He always does. I wasn't asked because he is in a new relationship. I think he's already had another baby. Would it bother you if you're like his new girlfriend or wife and he's constantly defending his ex? It would bother me too.
Yeah,
like, let it go, bro.
It. Yeah.
I do think like, wow, what a stand-up guy. But if I'm in a relationship with him, like, this is not your...
But they have
to try to
together.
Save her. They do. They have
okay,
three
well,
kids.
That makes it a little different.
That's true. You don't want your baby mom's name to be like dragged through the mud. What's his
name
again?
She left you for a much younger guy.
That's true.
What's his name?
That's a tough
Brian
situation.
Austin Green.
Brian Austin Green. Have no idea what he looks like.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a little bit older, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Who's
a You've seen him.
I've seen
celebrity.
Him.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Graham, what do you have?
Holy atmospheric river.
Holy rivers.
The Bay Area got absolutely pounded by the second round of this series of storms yesterday. There was flooding, school closures, power outages, flight delays, downed trees, even one house that was completely destroyed after a mudslide swept it down a steep hillside into the Russian River. That was quite the scene. The rain totals around the Bay Area were pretty impressive and even record-breaking in some areas. Downtown San Francisco was one of those places where they got a little over 2.5 inches of rain yesterday, which was the single wettest day on record since 1887. It's a long time ago. And some total rainfall measurements have been equally crazy from all the days of this storm. Mount Tam and Marin got over 16 inches of rain since Friday. 16 inches of rain. That's insane. Parts of Sonoma County got one area got over 13. Another area got over 14 inches of rain. Thankfully, today things are going to dry out. All the rivers, the creeks, everything are going to have a chance to recede a little bit because I don't know about you guys. When I had to drive to get my kids from school yesterday,
it was so scary.
I was like, am I on the road? Or am I just driving? Are we underwater? I don't know. I mean, I was just driving through all these roads were flooded out. It was crazy. Are you supposed to stop when it says flooded? I just keep going. I have a Toyota 4Runner.
It's slower.
Old because I don't really care, you know? But if I was in a small, lower car, I'd be like, this is sketchy.
So dry today. But then the rain's returning?
Dry today. So the sun's going to be out today. Yesterday, and I was going to ask you if you guys had this experience. Yesterday, when the rain ended right before sunset, this was at least in Napa where I live, there was a massive, massive rainbow out my window, which was really cool. I'd never really seen that before. The sunset, we had a sunset happening on one side, and then to the east, giant rainbow. It was very, very cool. Sunset rainbow. I've never really seen that before. And then, yes, rain coming back for one final spurt tomorrow. It looks like it's going to be pretty rainy the entire day. And then
Perfect. We'll
get some sunshine on Friday.
All right. Ooh, okay. Thank you, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show on a Wednesday. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Every morning at this time, we play What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. You guys know how this works, right? All you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. And you do that by leaving your guest on the talkback mic on the iHeart app. Again, first person to get it right wins a JV Show Chug Mug. Let's jump right in. Here is today's clip.
When I was in college, a woman got caught by the professor, and she never returned after that. She must have been embarrassed.
I would have been.
I would have been, too.
Yeah, you can't do that in your seat. Someone else has to sit there.
Oh, was it in the seat? It was in her seat?
That's what I
assume. Gross. They don't clean those.
Yeah, they don't. They don't.
You guys are sick.
All right, remember, this is a family show. People, keep your guesses PG. But when you've got that guess, you whip out your iHeartRadio app. You hit that talkback mic button. It's in the top right corner. It's red. Mm-hmm. Can't miss it. Boom. Submit your guess. Leave us your name and your city along with that guess.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I hope you win this chug mug. All you got to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, leave your guesses on the talkback mic on the iHeart app. In case you missed today's clip, here it is.
When I was in college, a woman got caught by the professor, and she never returned after that. She must have been embarrassed.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what she's doing
that
now.
Would be embarrassing.
Did they call her parents, you think?
No, she was already in college. She's an adult.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jen from South City. I think the bleeped out word is cheating.
Cheating.
That's the obvious guess and the far and away the most popular guess coming in this morning. Cheating. But that ain't it.
Hi, good morning, JV family. This is Emily from Vallejo. And is the bleeped out word for today changing? Have a great day, guys.
Changing.
You know, sometimes you got to change your underwear mid-class.
Trust me. You don't do it in class.
Well, that's right. Yeah.
What's up, Wild? This is Joy from San Mateo. I think the bleeped out word is sleeping. Professor Potter, sleeping. All right, guys. Have a great one. Peace.
Sleep. That's a good guess.
That's the other most popular guess. My college professors did not seem to care if you were sleeping because, as offended as they might be, my lecture's boring, they were, I feel like they all made it very clear, like, that's on you.
Yeah.
Like you're an adult now.
You're
sleeping and you're gonna fail the final. So mm-hmm. Who cares? Yep.
Did you sleep in class, Graham?
It happens.
Jess?
Yeah. We've all been there.
Yeah. All right, continue to leave your guesses on that talkback mic. We're gonna play more of them coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep. Hopefully you can be the one to win today's chug mug. Remember, you gotta be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. In case you missed today's clip, here it is one last time.
When I was in college, a woman got caught
by the professor, and she never returned after that. She must have been embarrassed.
Mm-hmm. Just remember, the only rule to this is it's a family show, you sickos.
That's right. Yeah.
We always think one thing, and it's never that.
Yep.
You got to keep your guesses clean. Let's go to your guesses on the talkbacks.
Hey, I'm Nico from Hayward, and I think the bleeped out word is drinking.
Drinking. Oh.
You guys ever drinking, Klaus?
This
is a safe space. You can admit it.
I think I would show up hungover, but I don't think I would actually be drinking.
I feel like you have, Graham. You went to UC Santa Barbara.
Of course. I took a beer bong one time in the lecture hall.
Are you serious?
Got to do what you got to do, you guys. College was fun.
Morning, it's Loopy from the East Bay. My guess is texting. She got caught texting and never went back.
Texting.
I think that's all kids do nowadays in class, right?
Yeah.
They just text each other. There's just constantly texting.
But I feel like college doesn't care either, though. Right? They don't say anything.
Most professors are like whatever's about it.
I would be annoyed by it if I was a professor.
Yeah, me
too.
Put
your damn phones away.
Good morning, JV Morning Show. This is David out in Richmond, taking another guess at the bleep missing word for today. And I'm going to guess something kind of weird, but maybe people used to do it. Smoking. Maybe she was trying to smoke in class and got caught. Anyway, smoking's my guess. Thanks, bud.
That's a good guess.
And I don't think that's that weird. I bet you
vaping.
90% of the kids in there are vaping and texting.
Drinking.
Right.
Yeah, sleeping after.
Yeah.
This is Nikki from Hayward, and I think the bleeped out word is plagiarizing.
Plagiarizing. There we go. All right, here's today's clip, unbleeps.
When I was in college, a woman got caught plagiarizing by the professor, and she never returned after that. She must have been embarrassed.
True story, you guys. The worst part about it was a group project, which I was also in, so she must have gotten expelled, and we all had to get a C because of what she did.
Wow.
I was like, why am I getting in trouble for something I didn't even do? But never saw her again after that.
I had a buddy, in high school, plagiarized one of my papers, and I got an F. And I was like, why am I getting punished? And he was like, hey, can you send me your paper so I can, your paper so I can take a look at it just to figure out, an idea starter.
And he
just ripped off the entire thing, and then I got an F.
Wait, what did he get? Did he turn his in first? So you looked like...
No, we both got
you
Fs.
Copied him?
Okay.
We both got Fs, and I was very, very annoyed by that, as you can imagine. My paper would have gotten an A, you guys. It was really good. All right, let's give some shout-outs. First, Nikki and Hayward. What's up, Nikki? What's up? The stack. Brand new Chug Bug going to the stack today. Nice work. She had the very first correct answer. A few other people this morning to shout out that came with the correct answer. Our buddy Natalie in Sacramento. What's up, Natalie? What's up? Francis in San Jose had it. So did Samantha also in San Jose. Yesenia in San Leandro said plagiarism.
Oh,
are you even trying, Yesenia? Like, are you even trying? Just kidding. You were right there. A couple of honorable mention shout outs this morning. Well, first and foremost, a lot of people guessing farting just because it's the JV show. We see you, but that wasn't
Makes
it.
Sense.
Couple of long distance guesses coming in this morning on the iHeartRadio app. Pamela from Lexington, Kentucky weighed in this morning. Not with the correct answer, unfortunately, but I did check JV show number one in Lexington, Kentucky,
which is
we've been trying to crack the number one spot there for a while. And Jennifer in Hartford, Connecticut played this morning as well and left us a talk back. And again, you guys, we were teetering between one and two in Hartford, and I checked this morning.
Number one,
you guys. So nice job, everybody. We appreciate you.
We are going to play again tomorrow. Yep. Same time here on the JV Show, 7:05. Coming up, we have your chance to win tickets for City Cruise's Love and Basketball Cocktail Cruise. That's going on next weekend, All-Star Weekend. That's going to be fun.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to the JV Show's Yep Nope game, we have a couple of talkbacks. The first one has to do with What the Bleep, which we just got done playing.
Good morning, JV Show. Funny story about What the Bleep plagiarism word. And... was attending SF State a couple years back. Come to find out, teacher wrote me up and tried to expel me from SF State because she said, quote unquote, caught me plagiarizing a paper, when in fact I did not plagiarize it, took it to the dean, had everyone involved, went to court, and got back into the school and she got fired.
Oh. Why would you just lie like that?
Wow.
Well, and it went to court?
Yeah, but teachers, professors use different tools to catch plagiarism, and they enter papers in, and a lot of times it'll kick it back saying with a degree of confidence that this paper was plagiarized. So maybe they were basing their assumption that he had plagiarized mm-hmm. on that.
So should she have been fired for that, though?
I mean, it seems like he had enough stuff to back him up. So maybe...
Yeah. There must be more to the story. Yeah. Yep.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Lance and Marianne out of San Ramon. And we just want to let Ava know that we are blessed to have her in our lives. And she's an amazing young woman. And to wish her a happy 15th birthday.
Happy 15th birthday,
Ava. Birthday. Hope you have a great day.
Yes.
Who gives a fuck?
Oh, that's a great point. Let's go to the phones. Hi, is this Selena?
Yes.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, we're good. Thank you so much. Just let her know what is on the line.
Okay.
It's a really cool prize.
Two tickets for City Cruises Love and Basketball Cocktail Cruise happening in 2 weekends.
Nice.
So not this one, the next one.
I'm sure you know how this works. Selena, we're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. Random trivia. I hope you're good at trivia. Got to get 3 correct and you win. Okay.
Awesome.
Here's question number 1. Mexico shares a land border with 3 countries. The United States, Belize, and what other country?
I mean, it's Mexico. Come on.
Guatemala.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Google Maps for helping with that one. All right, question number 2. If a person is a scratch golfer, does that mean they're good at golf or bad at golf?
Bad.
Nope.
Scratch means they're good. That means they shoot par generally, which is really, really tough to do.
It does sound bad.
Yeah, it does, but it's good.
All right. It's okay. You're still in the game. Still in the game. Question number 3. You might email someone and get an OOO reply. What does OOO stand for?
Out of office.
Yep.
Yes.
Hey, you've gotten 2 correct so far, which by my math means you need this last question. To win the game, question number 4. Halitosis is the clinical term for what?
Oh.
Like, oof, I think he's got halitosis.
I don't know. Does that have something to do with your tonsils?
Nope.
Kind of. Let her guess.
Asked, and I answered her question.
That wasn't her
guess.
Okay.
That was just, okay.
I guess, like, maybe it could. I don't know.
That could be a cause of it. Maybe.
Maybe. Any other guesses? Halitosis.
Can you repeat it? What is halitosis?
Yeah, it's the clinical term for what?
She's asking you what it is, Graham. Tell her.
I can't tell her that. That would be cheating. Quick, take a guess.
It's a clinical term for surgery. I don't
know.
No, halitosis is the clinical term for bad breath.
Oh.
So, like, to use it in a terrible sentence here, an accurate one, Selena has really bad halitosis.
Yeah. Which I don't, by the way, for everyone listening.
Sniff your mic.
No, because Angelina uses it too.
Oh, well, Angelina has halitosis
I'm just
too.
Saying, it's not like my mic. Anyway.
You better use a lot of breath mints.
Yeah, seriously.
You did not win today's JV show. You have no game.
Son of a halitosis.
We really enjoyed having you on. We had fun. Hope you had fun at least. Don't hang up though. I'm going to put you on hold. Thanks. And Jess is going to talk to you. Hang on there. Oh, that just breaks my heart.
Oh.
Graham, we got some shout outs.
We do. A lot of people in my DMs got one that says, hey, Graham, can you please wish my daughter Ava a happy 15th birthday? Dad loves you. We listen every morning on the way to school. Much appreciated. And thank you. And that's from Jeffrey. Do you think that's the same? We just had a 15th birthday for someone else named Ava there on the talkback. 2 Avas with a 15th birthday today? Seems a little suspect.
Very sus.
Who gives a fart?
All right, another one here. What's up, Graham? I want to give a birthday shout out to Zyla. She's turning 8. We listen to the Yep Nope game every morning before school. Love Omar. Oh, Dad in my DMs. Happy birthday, Zyla.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hey, Graham, I'd love your help in shouting out my wife for her birthday. Her name is Nyrene. It'd make her day if you gave her a birthday shout out, even though it was yesterday and I'm an idiot and I forgot it. That's him saying that, not me.
Okay.
She's an incredible mom and wife. In a few months, we'll be celebrating our 20-year wedding anniversary. Thank you very much. A longtime listener from back in the hot 97.7 days, cruising on Santa Clara Street in San Jose, and that is from Gilbert. So happy, happy, woo! Belated birthday to Nyrene.
Who gives a fuck?
Yes, Gilbert is an idiot. Jamie Show, would it be possible to greet my husband? Happy birthday. He turned 42 yesterday. His name is Mark, and him and my kids listen to your guys' show every morning on their way to school. Thank you very much. My kids will be excited. Excited to hear it in the morning. Their names are Jaden, Audrey, and Madeline, and that is from Jen. So happy, happy birthday,
happy
Mark!
Birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Daughter's in my DMs. Oh, got to be careful here.
Illegal.
But got one says, "Hey, my name is Desiree. I wanted to ask for a shout out for my mom's birthday. Also, would like to ask if you could pass along a message to my mom from me and my siblings. Happy birthday, Mama! We love you, and we hope you have a wonderful birthday. Our mom's name is Diana. She listens to Wild 94.9 every morning. Thank you so much again. So happy
Who
birthday,
gives a
happy
fart?
Birthday. Diana! One more. Could you guys give a huge shout out to my kick-ass daughter, Haley. She's been training hard in Muay Thai for the past 3 years, and this Saturday, she's stepping into the ring for her first amateur fight in Sacramento. We're beyond proud of her dedication and grit. A big thank you to Omni Movement and her incredible coaches, Keelan and Steve, for guiding her every step of the way. Let's go, Haley. Time Woo! To show them what you got. And that's from
that's
Ray
exciting.
Ray.
Who gives a
Ray
fart?
Ray, along with that email, sent me a picture of the fight card, and I looked back because Ray Ray and I exchanged some emails before. Mm-hmm. Haley, I think, just turned 13. Selena, how old's your daughter?
Really?
Are we allowed to talk about your daughter right
no,
now?
No, she's banned me from talking about her.
But if you had a hypothetical daughter right now, how old would she be?
She'd be 13.
Could you allow your 13-year-old daughter to get in the ring and potentially get her face pounded
no,
off of her face?
She's too fragile. If I had one that was 13 years old.
Wow. Props to Haley. And yeah. Wow. But
that's badass.
13-year-olds fighting. Crazy.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So, will Lil Wayne be joining Kendrick Lamar on stage for the halftime show? Now, if you recall, Wayne is one of the names that people have really been wondering about because the Super Bowl is in New Orleans and people were actually hoping for Wayne to headline, but then Kendrick was announced and there was maybe a little bit of backlash, but, you know, it started the conversation about whether or not Lil Wayne would come out at all on stage. And now we have that answer. He posted this on his Instagram story.
Y'all know I'm not going to be there this week, which means I guess there's a seat to fill. Shout out to New Orleans. But I've been working on something very special. I got something exciting coming for you. Thursday, the 6th.
So he's not performing. He won't even be at the game. He ain't going.
Third day, the Zix.
Who would you rather? Just like him.
Who would you rather listen to talk? Patrick Mahomes or Lil Wayne?
Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though it really graggly.
So far, we just have Kendrick and SZA. That's all we know of.
Really
that's
going to
be hitting the stage.
I can't think of anyone else that would show up.
Who else? Can he bring
I mean,
out?
It could be anyone. I wonder if it's going to be anyone or if it's just going to be them two. I don't know.
He's got to bring somebody out.
Yeah.
There's always
a surprise.
There's got to be
That's
other guests.
Thinking.
There's not always, though, right? Did The Weeknd bring anybody out? I feel like he did a whole solo.
Rihanna didn't bring anyone out.
And Rihanna didn't bring anybody
That's
out?
That's true. That's
There's been Usher. Times where oh, the yeah, artists Usher are brought, like, Usher brought out a yeah. slew of people and his sweaty roller skates.
Yes.
But some artists think, like, I don't need to bring anybody out. I am the main attraction. You know, those
that could be the
egos
case
of these music
yeah.
stars these days. But I feel like Kendrick's got some tricks up his sleeve. That's just my hunch.
All right. The Justin Baldoni, Blake Lively trial could be moved up. So remember the trial date. You know, it's already been set. For now, it's on for March of 2026. That's a long time away. Well, there was a hearing on Monday with both of their lawyers, and the judge did threaten to move up the trial start date if the matter continues to be litigated in the press. But it's like, how can it not when the lawsuit and the circus just around it has gotten this big? So moving up the trial would be good news for us. But obviously, they are worried that the jury pool is being tainted by all these new reports coming out every single day.
Hmm.
Yeah. And the latest, if you're wondering, is Blake Lively. She allegedly was the reason that the budget for the film, It Ends With Us, was inflated by $430,000 because of her wardrobe.
Wow.
Because of her wardrobe.
My gosh. Yes.
Interesting.
And that's the latest headline.
I did see that Ryan Reynolds is also being accused of staging some press moments because, you know, you're seeing videos of him getting out from a building and there's a bunch of people just waiting for him with things for him to sign. But everybody's posters look exactly the same. It looks like one person just made every single poster with some blue tape. Nobody's taking pictures. Nobody's trying to get selfies with them. So everybody's like, okay, this is clearly staged. They just want autographs.
That's like, what's the point of that? Like, what does that accomplish? Just to make you look like people want you?
Yeah, like people are still on your side.
Okay.
Which I believe they're staged. They look staged.
They probably are. That would not surprise me. Graham, what do you have?
Oh, no, you guys. More tech layoffs in the Bay Area. Pleasanton-based company Workday, which I feel like everybody uses, but if you don't, it's a payroll HR company. They announced today that they are laying off 1,750 people. Sorry. Promoting outwards, 1,750 people. If you don't know, being laid off has been rebranded in the tech industry as promoting outwards.
Just to make it sound nicer.
Yeah, that's 8.5% of their workforce. Not known how many of those jobs being cut are here in the Bay Area. And the reason they say they're investing more in AI. I've been telling you, AI's coming for your jobs. The company says they will be doing some strategic hiring in the AI space, so they may be hiring some people to figure out how AI can then take your job, and I'm sure they'll be laid off after that. This is the second round of cuts for Workday in less than a year. They cut 3% of the workforce last February, and this comes on the heels of Salesforce, another major tech company in San Francisco. They announced that they'd be slashing 1,000 jobs. Also, while hiring for artificial intelligence roles.
Wow.
I'm scared for the future.
We knew this
was coming.
What do you
think is happening? Very interesting.
No. This scares me.
The writing's been on the wall.
Yeah, we knew this was coming. And it's probably... I'm not going to say it.
Say it.
I'm not going to say that it's going to get worse. This is going to happen more often. I said I'm not going.
Yeah, now you can blame
Selena. I didn't say that. Next on the JV show, we have your chance to win some crazy cash. It's also JV show court.
This is huge. The trial of the century, or at least the trial of 2025, is about to go down.
Will I have to do a dry January shoey? We're debating that next.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
The JV show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Oh my God.
You're not the judge. Jess is today's judge. But Graham, would you like to take it from here?
I would. Oh, Your Honor. Esteemed members of the jury, JV Show Court is now in session. I hope you jury members are paying close attention and taking detailed notes to the facts
of
this case.
That's you listening.
And be ready to leave a talk back to weigh in on what you think the verdict in this case should be. And that case is the people versus Selena in the dry January shoey. Your Honor, and again, esteemed members of the jury, the state intends to prove today beyond a reasonable doubt that Selena did in fact break her dry January bet, and we are seeking the harshest penalty that can be given in this case, which is a shoey taken out of one of Jess's dirty old shoes. Selena, how do you plead in this case?
Not guilty.
Wow, bold move. I hope you lawyered up. Now, Your Honor, and members of the jury, I don't want to waste the court's time on this case because it's a pretty open and shut case. But it's vital to the state's case that we establish a bit of a timeline. On Thursday, January 2nd, Selena proclaimed that this year she was going to be doing dry January. Selena, to the best of your knowledge, do you believe that that statement is truthful? Let me remind you, you are under oath and you swore before we came on the air to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I did.
And did you or did you not have one drink on January 1st?
That morning, yes.
Thank you for your honesty. Now, because this is the JV show, we needed to up the ante a little bit on this dry January proclamation, make things more interesting. So the first piece of evidence that I would like to enter to the court is this audio clip from January 6th, a day that will forever live in infamy in this country, because that's the day where the shoey guidelines were established.
Right, we're talking about dry January. Jess and I have committed for some stupid reason. And if one of us does crack, we drink this month, our consequence, we've learned our fate. We would have to do a shoey out of each other's shoe.
Again, that was on January 6th, a critical day in the timeline of this case. That is when Selena and both Jess knew the consequences of what would happen should they break dry January. Again, this is critical in the timeline because you're going to hear Selena and her defense argue that, well, I didn't know, and the drink on January 1st, and oh, I didn't know that. Zip it.
Okay.
We're going to move to the next piece of evidence. I don't want to waste the court's time on this. This is open and shut. And this next piece is very critical to the timeline in this case. And I'm going to call it the smoking gun, because this piece of audio that you are about to hear is, in fact, from January 16th. Give it a listen.
Okay.
You guys are actually pretty good. I mean, let's be honest. Yeah, the 16th here, that's pretty good. I mean, Selena had a drink on January 1st, so January 2nd, so okay.
Okay, in my defense, that was before we had discussed dry January, and I was still in Mexico. We had a goodbye drink at the resort. Like, give me a break.
Well, I'm just saying, if you, I think you have to go one day into February
to
complete a full.
I can do that.
Your Honor and esteemed members of the jury, what you heard is Selena.
That was AI.
I'm going to let you hear that one more time. Selena says and even agrees to a verbal contract, which we know is legally binding. She says, I have no problem. Yes, I will make it all the way through February 1st to make up for that day that I drank, that one drink I had on January 1st. Let's hear that one more time and let it sink in.
Well, I'm fine with
that. To complete a full.
I can do that.
I'm fine with that, and I can do it, she says, to complete a full.
I can do that.
And I can do it. And, Your Honor, the prosecution rests their case. That is the smoking gun. Nothing more can be said. Selena has, in fact, agreed to the terms that she should have to complete her dry January through February 1st. And let's enter this into evidence, because what was Selena doing on February 1st? She was drinking. And what drink did you have that day, Selena?
You should know. You know everything, apparently.
It was a chocolate strawberry martini.
Yeah.
And because we are seeking the harshest penalty in this case, Your Honor, we will be asking that the court rule in our favor, and Selena will be drinking a chocolate with strawberry puree martini with vanilla vodka
with chocolate
and chocolate syrup sauce and a strawberry garnish. And she will be drinking that out of, Your Honor, unfortunately, one of your smelliest shoes.
Which I do have.
Really quick. How can we verify that was said on what day?
You can even hear January 16th. Yes. And you can even hear me say in the clip, if you'd like to review that piece of evidence, the 16th. You guys have done pretty good. The 16th. I even say the 16th, and I can verify by the timestamp date that that was recorded in our computer system that was in fact recorded on January 16th.
I'm shooketh.
Me too. You're shooketh. I'm the one that has to do it.
Well, you said it.
The prosecution rests. I'm going to turn this over to the defense. Selena, your lawyer, Ann Fong, do you guys have anything that you'd like to come back with
to
dispute the evidence in this case?
I fired Ann Fong.
You did?
I didn't. Well, she didn't answer my calls. Yeah, so that's why I called her.
Yeah.
Something's wrong, call Ann Fong, but she didn't even pick up my phone. She's so busy. So
got it.
I was planning on representing myself.
Yeah,
I did say earlier that depending on what evidence you have, I would just take the L in honor the shoey.
Uh-huh.
As a consequence, I do just want to say, just for anyone that gives a fart, it's not like I cracked and broke dry January. I honestly don't remember saying that. And I honestly thought I was allowed to drink February 1st. Because even like the 2 weeks or the week before leading up, we were all saying, next Saturday, even the day before, we were like, tomorrow we can drink. Graham, even you said that. So I honestly forgot. So I just want everyone to know I could have gone an extra day.
Neglect.
So you are laying yourself at the mercy of the court, citing negligence and lack of knowledge. I'm sorry, officer. I didn't know I couldn't drive 120 miles an hour here. I didn't know that.
I didn't know I could go into the store and not take things for free.
Right. I thought everything in the store was a grab and go. So you're pleading ignorance.
I'm pleading ignorance.
And you're laying yourself at the mercy of the court, I think.
Sure.
Unless
at this point
you have any other evidence that could come to light that could exonerate you for these charges. Otherwise, I think it is time to turn things over to the jury and let them weigh in.
Before we turn things over to the jury, I hope you guys consider that all of us forgot that we really, truly believed that we were allowed to drink on February 1st. I have that evidence if you care, because Graham, you said several times the day before, gotta wait till tomorrow. Can't drink today on Friday. You have to wait till tomorrow.
I was just thinking and cackling to myself yesterday afternoon that because I was like, oh, tomorrow's Friday. I can't wait. Weekend, cocktails, hang out with some friends, you know. And I thought, oh, these two on the show, they can't even enjoy Friday. You guys have to wait till tomorrow.
I know. I'm fine with
that. Or midnight.
Or 12:01.
See? And then here's another instance.
She said, thank you. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Selena and Jess, dry January is done. Time to drink up. Cheers.
One more day. Just got to make it through today.
Who gives a fuck?
Good point.
You didn't say, no, you got to wait two more days. Actually, we all thought February 1st. Here's another instance.
Okay. Dry January officially is over, you guys.
Yeah,
weather-wise, of course, because for those of you that are doing dry January, like Selena and Jess, you still have to make it through the rest of the day. And let me tell you, that's going to feel like a whole other week.
They just make it through the rest of the day, but tomorrow, February 1st, Saturday, feel free. Go ahead, have a drink. I feel like you set me up.
And look, if you want to try to argue your way out of this with some legal maneuvering, some semantics about entrapment, that is okay. And maybe I did set you up. The jurors, you guys have a lot to think about in this case. Maybe that does factor in, but please consider all the facts as a whole without bias, and we hope that you are able to deliver a verdict in this case very soon, because Selena looks thirsty.
Please leave your talkbacks. You guys help me out in this, because I cannot decide this by myself. There's too much evidence.
All right, so talkbacks coming up right now.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show court is in session, okay? Yep.
It is. So I feel like we need to just recap. So the state, that's me, and most of the JV Show listeners, I would assume, are arguing that Selena did, in fact, break her dry January and does have to take a shoe out of just a shoe, because on January 16th, she said, yes, I'll go through February 1st, add an extra day to her dry January, because she did drink on January 1st. So to complete a full dry January, she was going to have to go through February 1st. And on February 1st, she drank, unfortunately. That was our case. Selena, you rebutted with?
I rebutted because literally right after that, you kept saying, Saturday, February 1st, you can drink tomorrow. The day before, you said multiple times, tomorrow you can have a drink. I feel like you set me up. I mean, I think everyone needs to take into consideration that this was not done on purpose. I honestly did not remember because I had you in my ear, Graham, saying that I could drink on that day.
Your word is your bond, and without that, we have nothing.
Yeah, your words were lies. Yes. You set me up.
Technically, I could drink February 1st.
Yes, Jess could, but not Selena. She owed one more day. Let's go to the jury.
Hey, guys. She's guilty. That's all I got to say. Listening in from Runner Park. She's guilty. Chewy time.
Wow. Wow.
There's one on the guilty side.
Good morning. This is Yesenia from Discovery Bay. Sorry, Selena, but you said it, so I think you should take the chewy.
There's two.
Okay. Okay.
Good morning, ma'am. This is Edgar with Lock Haircut. I'm sorry, Selena, not guilty. She said, I can do that. Not that she will do that. I can do that.
Oh.
So, if the shoey doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Thank you!
There's one vote for acquittal. No, she said that she agreed. The audio that we listened to on January 16th, she agreed.
Didn't say I would or should. I can.
Said, I can do that. I'll do that.
Ooh. Good morning, JV Show. This is Priscilla from San Lorenzo. Although Graham makes a really mean prosecutor, and it sounds like he really did set you up, and he sounds like he was planning the whole thing. I'm sorry, Selena, I love you, but the law is the law. I mean, you can't break
preach,
it.
Preach, sister, preach.
And gotta learn. Maybe next time we won't forget.
Okay, to that, I'd like to say, Priscilla, you've never broken the law before. I don't believe that.
Wow, now you're besmirching the great jurors of the JV Show.
Leave our jurors alone.
Objection.
Hi, JV Show. This is Ashlyn from San Jose. That is totally not fair. I don't think that Selena should drink a shoey from Nasty Jess's shoe. That's not fair. You guys all forgot. Okay, bye.
Thank you.
Just because it doesn't seem fair doesn't mean it's not the law.
Hey, JV Show. I'm sorry, Selena, but I'm thinking you got to do the shoey, whether Graham tricked you or you forgot. It still happened. What do you say, Mia?
I think you should, because that was an oath.
That's Mia! Two votes there. They both voted.
You're right.
They both voted guilty there.
Good morning, JV Show. So it's fitting that I actually have jury duty today, so I'm going to practice with y'all. And I'm going to vote not guilty due to lack of information, maybe, and because Graham was getting in Selena's head and making her think that dry January was ending a day before. So, yeah, not guilty.
Gotcha. Thank you. He would have fooled anyone.
Lack of evidence. Thank Did you not hear you. The facts in the case?
One last talk back.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Nancy.
And Kevin.
And Selena. Sorry, I think you're guilty.
I agree.
Oh, two
Can't
more.
Wait to see you do a shoey on Instagram Live. Bye. Love you guys.
Thank you.
By my count, just there in the talk. Now, look, our honorable Judge Jess is going to tally up because there was holy tidal wave of talkbacks.
Yeah,
and thank you to all the jury members that weighed in on today's verdict. But by my count, there, just of the ones that made the air, that was 7 votes for guilty and only 3 not guilty. But Jess, you are in charge of the final tally. And as the honorable judge in this case, you will be the one delivering the punishment.
That is correct. And let me just say this. It is very, very close right now. So you listening, you have the power in your hands. Your talkback could be what decides this case. So leave it right now.
I can't believe this is even close. This is open and shut.
Leave your last talkbacks. At the end of this, though, it is going to come down to you, Judge Jess.
Yeah.
You will give your verdict next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
JV Court. JV Show Court in session.
The case of the broken dry January shoey, the people versus Selena. Now, the people have, I think, argued well beyond a reasonable doubt that Selena did, in fact, break her dry January because she was supposed to make it all the way through February 1st to account for the fact that she did, in fact, have a drink on January 1st. The jurors and the talkback seem to be very confused about the timeline of events, so I just want to quickly recap some of the state's case here. The terms of this bet laid out on January 6th. Then on January 16th, 10 days later, Selena did, in fact, say that she could, if asked, and I said, I think you have to go an extra day. And Selena, just to revisit one little quick piece of audio, if we may. Well, I'm just saying,
okay.
If you, I think you have to go one day into February
to complete
a full.
I can do that.
I'm fine with that. That's a very damning statement there. And she did, in fact, drink on February 1st. And she does not deny that. And so she did not fully complete the terms. And we are seeking the full and maximum penalty that the law provides, which is a shoey out of Jess's.
And again, to recap my defense, I'm not denying anything that you just stated, Prosecutor Graham.
Objection!
Hold on!
Because it seems like you are.
You're not denying that, so are you changing? You're not the judge. No, I'm saying that not just me, we as a group didn't even remember that part until we came back the weekend after. Graham, I played
audio
of you the day before saying, oh yeah, Selena, you can drink February 1st. You can drink this. You can do that. You got to make it through today. So I was misled by you.
Objection. Badgering the Graham.
I was set up by you. And for those who do care,
wrap it up.
The drink I had was January 1st morning. The drink I had February 1st was at night. So if that does make a difference to you, there
objection.
You go.
It doesn't. Honorable Jess, could you get a hold of your courtroom and tell her to shut up and zip it?
Yeah. Wow. Everybody please be quiet. I am almost ready to deliver.
Your Honor, would you like a couple more talkbacks?
Sure.
Chewy.
Okay. I
that
see
was
how
pretty
it
clear
is.
How they were voting.
One more.
Not guilty. What? January 2025 felt like 3 Januaries. She's good for the next couple of years. Not guilty.
Thank you.
Objection.
I completed it.
Yes, and props to you, Honorable Judge. And might I say that you look quite nice today. I like whatever you're doing.
Wow.
You look fantastic today. Just you look good. You feel good.
I do, you know.
Your prosecutor is being a creep, and he's married. He should not be hitting on you.
Not hitting, just issuing a compliment that she looks nice and professional today.
He's just stating facts, which I appreciate. I appreciate the truth.
Thank you.
In this courtroom.
All right, now we did turn this case over to the jury, being the JV Show listeners, to weigh in on the talkbacks. And thank you guys, because a lot of, I thought we were supposed to have a jury of the 13, right? Or whatever. We have a jury of about 200. So I just thank you to everybody who weighed in
and
on the case.
I am proud to represent that jury. So are we ready?
Yes.
We the jury.
Wait, let me get the
jury. Are you going to go over the tally?
Yes.
She's tallied it.
Sorry.
We the jury.
Order in the courtroom.
In the case of the people versus Selena, find the defendant guilty.
Yes!
Guilty.
Sweet, sweet justice
of breaking dry January, which will
result
in the punishment of
you
one.
You are wise, honorable judge. You are wise.
Out of Jess's shoe. Now,
yes.
Do we want to do that shoey
tomorrow, 8:05?
Here, or do we want to do it live and in person at our JV Show Super Bowl party, which a lot of the talkbacks mentioned? They want to see it. They're going to be there, and they want to see it live in person.
Oh,
we can discuss that part.
That part is interesting, because I was going to say tomorrow, 8:05, we just go for it, and we obviously on Instagram Live. We could go live on
live
during the Super Bowl. Yeah.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to deliberate on that just because we have to move on to today's hottest trending. So that's coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So just to put a wrap on the JV Show court. I was found guilty of breaking Dry January, which I still don't believe, but you know what?
You know in your heart of hearts you do.
But you know what? I'm just going to take that L. I can see why you guys found me guilty, even though I was not on purpose. But anyways, I will be doing a shoey out of Jess's shoe. So what did we decide?
A chocolate strawberry martini, by the way, also.
With chocolate on the inside.
So I think we're going to do that in lieu of the JV Show Chug Wheel game. Otherwise, it's going to be just too much chugging.
Just too much nastiness.
That's just too much. Yes.
Grossness overload.
I'll be doing the shoey Friday morning. 8:20.
Woo!
Here on the JV Show.
It's going to be great.
Question about the contents of the shoey.
Sure.
Because it is liquor.
Uh-huh.
How much are you putting in there? Because I ain't trying to, like, die. Like, do you know what I mean? Is it still going to be, like, safe to drink? Just, like, a couple shots and that's it? Or...
Yeah, it's going to be, like, normal. I'm not making, like, some massive amount.
Okay, so just, like, one normal drink.
It's just one chocolate strawberry puree martini or whatever you had. I'm making one of those. It's not going to be cold because this is punishment. And we'll pour it in there and we'll garnish it up nice with chocolate sauce and strawberries and make it look good.
Also, think about it. The more alcohol, the more it kills the germs in my shoe.
Good point. You might ask for another shot in there.
I guess we'll see Friday morning.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
You guys, Blake Lively is being sued again.
Oh my.
On top of everything that's going on with Justin Baldoni, now she's being sued by a crisis PR firm. For defamation. Apparently, the guy who's leading this lawsuit, his name is Jed Wallace. He claims that Blake falsely lumped him and his firm into some of the allegations that she made against Justin and then sent that out to the press. And as a result of Blake's defamatory statements, he says that he suffered millions of dollars in reputational harm with a projected loss to his company that exceeds another million.
Oof.
Blake's got to just give it up at this point because this is too much stress.
Just gets messier and messier. I heard people were dragging her because she's promoting her new movie coming out at the same time. And people are like, this is just, it's too messy right now. We're not ready to promote a new movie.
Yeah. We're not even done with the last one.
Right.
Yeah. Can we talk about Allison Holker really quick? Allison Holker is Twitch's widow.
Oh, that's right.
Her memoir came out yesterday. Remember, she's gotten a lot of backlash about speaking about Twitch, mainly from his family, but even fans, if you can call, I don't know if she like has fans, but the public, I guess I should say. They're like, this is messy. Why are you revealing all of this personal information? Well, I saw in a podcast, this is what she said. She said that a psychic told her that Twitch gave his blessing to share their story. So that's why she continues to share everything. Including how Twitch visited her and the kids 5 days after his death. She still feels him around. In the book, she talks about his depression and how she didn't recognize the signs. She says that the Ellen show ending, if you don't know Twitch, he was the DJ on the show.
Right.
She says that that show coming to an end and getting canceled was a pivotal moment because that show provided structure and routine for him. And after that, all he had was nothing but time to be inside his head. And so that played a major role in like the downhill spiral, I guess. She also says that he went on a, Graham, you're going to have to help me say this word. You know that?
Ayahuasca.
Yes. Oh. How'd you know I was thinking that?
I saw that headline this morning. No.
He went on one of those trips and like never fully healed from it, according to her.
Those are dangerous.
Well, that's what I would be, because people say that totally changes your mindset and expands your mind. And a lot of people swear by it. You know,
MGK is one of them. And look how great he is.
A lot of very positive results. From going on one of these ayahuasca excursions, but
it's not positive for everyone.
I would be afraid about that. You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube at that point.
Any interest in reading her book?
No, nope. But I guess now I am more on the side of this is also her story. Like, you know, she lived with him. That was her partner, and she knew more about his life than anybody else. So I think if she wants to tell the story, then...
I'm more on the side of he's not here. Y'all have kids. Give them the respect and privacy by not sharing personal information about their dad.
Yeah.
That's the side I'm on.
I can see that.
I agree.
Graham, what do you have?
Bay Area bird flu, you guys. Bay Area bird bird flu. According to the San Mateo County Department of Agriculture, a bird flu outbreak was detected amongst a Redwood City resident's backyard chicken flock. Mm. We talked yesterday about the skyrocketing prices of eggs as a result of the mass killings of hens at large-scale egg production facilities, either from the bird flu killing them or mainly because they euthanize every single bird at a facility to try to stop the spread of the bird flu. But this is a reminder that the bird flu, your backyard chickens, because we kind of talked about yesterday, like, man, this is a time you should have your own chickens. The egg prices are going crazy and these chickens are getting killed by the millions at these large scale places. But it's a reminder that no birds are safe from that. There's no report of any human cases of the bird flu tied back to this Redwood City flock, but we know that can happen. Officials reminding chicken owners out there, wash their hands after you handle your birds and clean off your shoes to avoid spreading the disease.
Nutses.
Human infections with the bird flu virus, so far they are rare, but they do happen. They say particularly when the virus gets into a person's eyes, nose, mouth, or when inhaled, and your symptoms can include red eyes, coughing, sore throat, vomiting, diarrhea, muscle aches, fatigue, you know, pneumonia, seizures, all sorts of stuff.
So those are the side effects from bird flu.
Yeah.
What about from drinking out of somebody's shoe? Do you happen to know?
Yeah, let me see. Red eyes, coughing, sore throat, vomiting, diarrhea, muscle aches, headaches, fatigue, fever, pneumonia, seizures.
Awesome. All right, so just everything. Perfect. So I'll be doing that Friday, 8:20 here on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We have a lot to get to. We have your chance to win some crazy cash. That's $1,000. If you don't know, that keyword is on standby. We're also going to get back to our cool or not list, but first,
good morning, JV Show. This is Ellie from Fremont. Can I just say, Selena, you are such a great sport in this shoe drinking and owning up, and what a great sportsmanship on your end. Have a good day, guys. Okay, bye.
Thank you for saying that. You know, I just feel at this point, what's the point of arguing it? It's going to happen. It just is what it is. You have to accept it.
She's accepted the consequence.
The first part is accepting it.
And we threw this whole dry January court case to the jury, and it was a very, very close decision. A lot of people had your back, so shout out to them, Selena, because a lot of people voted not guilty.
Thank you, everyone.
And quite a few people said that I should also take a shooey because I basically coerced you and tricked you into breaking your dry January. And look, I'm going to take that into consideration. I may join you in the shoeiness in solidarity, but I got to sleep on that one.
Okay. I do have a pair of shoes, so each one of you can take one.
I'll think about it.
Hey, JV Morning Show. This is Melissa from Redwood City. I was calling about the story with Twitch. Ayahuasca, I'm actually native myself, and I feel like people don't realize it's not meant to be like a recreational drug type thing. It's very serious, and I feel like people with any type of anxiety or, you know, health, mental issues, it definitely can take a toll on you. It's not something to be taken lightly. So just my two cents.
Hey, thank you for clearing that up. I don't know much about it, and I was just telling you how Twitch, if you don't know his widow, he was the DJ from Ellen. That's where most people know him. And his widow just, you know, came out with this memoir, this book. She's talking about all this stuff. And one of the things that she said was he took ayahuasca and he never really came out of that. He never healed from it completely.
And we know that he likely had some mental health issues going into that, right?
So I think. Yeah. But yeah. But thank you for your talk backs. All right, let's get back to our cool or not list. Who would like to throw something out? I have a little bit of a grudge against Judge Jess right now.
That's okay.
As she did rule against you earlier this morning.
Kidding. But Graham, why don't you go first?
What do you guys think, cool or not? And look, I'm newly back in the gym. This is week two for me, but I've noticed a major shift in gym fashion. We've discussed that, I think, last week in Cool or Not, that everyone's wearing floppy sweatpants to the gym. And you guys said, I think cool, or I'm not sure. I said not cool. But that seems to be the new thing. But now that I've really been in there more days and taking a look around, what do you guys think, cool or not, wearing flannel pajama pants to the gym? Because now I've seen several guys doing that.
I'm not cool.
Not cool.
Why not?
I can't take the pajamas everywhere. Like, I'm tired of seeing them everywhere. I can't take it.
And funny you say that, Graham. Yesterday, I saw somebody in my gym that I go to wearing those as well.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
Why are people wearing their jammies out?
It's a thing.
Wear your jammies. Sure, if you want to schlep around the grocery store, the airport, because we've just all turned into slobs.
Not the grocery
but the
store.
Gym,
I see them all the time. The gym.
You don't work out in your flannel pajama pants.
That's disgusting, because I'm just picturing them going back home and going back to sleep in those same pajamas that are dirty.
I've never liked working out in pants. I always wear shorts because it gets too hot in there. It's like hot and sweaty.
Really? I always wear pants.
I can't imagine working out inside a hot, sweaty flannel pants.
Well, some people want to sweat more.
My thing is I need it to be tight. I need like form-fitting clothes.
Okay.
Like I might wear a big t-shirt or something like that, but as far as like pants, like I can't do the big sweats. I can't do the... big floppy pajamas. You know, I need like leggings.
I get that. I understand the leggings part of it for ladies, but
I'm going not cool.
Wear your flannels to bed.
All right, my turn. Cool or not, men are more into reading romance than women.
What?
Yeah, according to new research,
Cool. Reading or watching?
Watching.
We watch a lot of romance content.
Not that. We knew that.
I love how we're finding out all these new things. Remember last week about I told you about this study where like men are more desperate to be in serious relationships and they suffer more after breakups. And I was like, really?
Well,
I always thought it was the women. And now they like to read romance more than us, too.
Apparently, romance is just a very popular genre of readers, right? But men are the bigger fans of it. Now, apparently, while they're reading this romance, they're picturing some celebrities. And the main one is Zendaya.
Wait, what?
So as they're reading romance, they're imagining...
That's the face that they're putting on the character?
Yeah. I guess this is the face that most people, most men, admitted to picturing the most for the female love interest.
Is that because they watched Spider-Man and Zendaya's like top of mind?
And then for the...
That's weird.
For the guy, they picture Timothy Chalamet.
Why wouldn't they picture themselves?
Weird. That's a good question. Maybe the Timothy Chalamet is for the ladies that read. But these are the two celebrities that people picture the most.
That is
Do you think
so
this
random.
Is true? Do you think there is more there are more men out there consuming reading than by consuming I mean reading romance novels and romance.
You know
stuff.
What I think it is? I think it's the same as reality TV. No guy is going to admit that they love to watch all the Real Housewives series, but they're
I admit it like almost weekly on the show.
But you say because your wife has it on and you're watching it with her. Now would you
just a joke that I made, but I'm fully invested in. Like, you would not believe the drama on these shows.
But I think it's a little bit of that same thing where maybe the women in the household, they start reading these romance novels first. They leave the book out and the husband stumbles, you know, onto it. Like, hey, what's this? I think I'll just take a peek.
It's a back and forth right now between Dorit and Kyle, you guys, on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It's like, how are you guys? You guys used to be besties for so long, and here they are just tearing each other down constantly and stabbing each other in the back. And I'm like, ladies, can't you see that you both love each other, important part of each other's lives, but they can't right now, you guys. They are arguing, just fighting like nonstop. What were we talking about?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, me either. I just know there's drama.
Got it.
Somewhere.
What show is that?
Yeah, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.